The most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Charlie Chan. In the murder of Ellen Landini at Pineview, suspicion at last definitely points to Ah Sing, the aged Chinese servant. Inspector Chan has definitely taxed Ah Sing with being in the study before his arrival with the blue blanket for the dog, Trouble. And the inspector has told Ah Sing to be ready to give him a definite answer to certain questions when next he sends for him. Now the inspector enters the study and tells the sheriff that he has sent for the others and that he intends questioning each in the presence of the others.
Sheriff? I have summoned Cecile, Mr. Romano, Mr. Ryder, and Ah Sing to study.
Yes?
Yes, indeed, yes, Sheriff. I am going to, shall we say, place all the cards on the table. Show each where they lie.
I think that's a good idea, Mr. Chan. I agree with you that we've reached the point where we can trap the murderer.
Well, I'm glad you think that, Dad. I sure wish I felt that way about it.
Do not despair. One watches with anxiety. The green shoots in the rice paddy turn to gold. One does not try to gather the rice until the grains be formed.
Then you wish me to remain, Mr. Chan?
Yes, Miss Beaton. I intend to confront Mr. Ryder, but enough, I hear voices.
A lot of fun to be out, please.
Me too, Mr. Ryder. I have a suit of plenty.
Open door, Sheriff, if you'll be so kind.
Yes, Inspector.
Please come inside and be seated.
Over here, Cecile.
Merci, mademoiselle.
I have made promise to Sheriff that within 24 hours I shall have murderer of Dr. Swan and Madame Landini under arrest.
Well, you seem pretty sure of yourself, don't you, Chan?
Quite sure of myself, as you say, Mr. Ryder.
For me, I am not sorry.
Mr. Ryder, do you still deny that you saw Mr. Ward walk down passageway immediately preceding misleading shot which we heard?
I certainly do. I was watching all the...
Not all the time, Mr. Ryder. You were not watching all the time, because before, that is what you said. You see, I wish to be fair. I do not wish to trap you into false statements.
I saw Romano.
But you did not see Mr. Ward.
I did not.
Cecile?
Oui, Mr. Chan.
You met Mr. Ward on back stairs?
That is correct, Mr. Chan. That is what I have said all along.
Did you see Dr. Swan on back stairs?
I forgot. But yes, I see him. He go downstairs after Mr. Ward.
Then if you saw Mr. Ward and Dr. Swan, Cecile, where was Mr. Romano when you went down back passageway?
Mr. Romano was going into his own room.
You see, what did I tell you? I go to speak with Landini. I then return to my own room. I do not leave it again until after I hear that a shot.
But Mr. Romano, you did not see Mr. Ward?
No, but how could I? If Cecilia see me, and afterwards she meet Mr. Ward backstairs, how could I see him?
Correct, Mr. Romano. Now Mr. Ryder can explain.
What do you mean, Chan?
I mean that you, Mr. Ryder, could not have seen both Mr. Romano and Dr. Swan. You could have seen Dr. Swan and Mr. Ward, but you could not have seen Mr. Romano at the same time. Explain your reason, please, for lying.
I have nothing to say.
Sorry, Ryder, but either you give your reason for lying or else.
Yes, Don, or else?
Else I'll find it necessary to take legal steps to compel you to speak.
Well, Sam, it seems that your son has developed into quite a hard-boiled sheriff under Chan's tuition.
John Ryder, my boy is my boy. But when he's sheriff of this county, He's Sheriff Holt.
Miss Beaton, from where you were seated in your room, you could see Mr. Ryder in his room, is it not so?
Yes, Mr. Chan.
At the time you saw Dr. Swan in passageway, you saw also Mr. Ryder?
I saw Mr. Ryder. I also saw you looking out the window.
And you saw Mr. Ryder looking down hall?
Yes, Mr. Chan.
You see the uselessness of denying Mr. Ryder that you saw Mr. Ward.
Yes, I admit it.
And why did you lie?
Because I saw Dudley talk to Ah Sing. I admit that I thought Ah Sing was guilty. I denied seeing Dudley because that meant denying seeing Ah Sing. And I had no desire to do anything that might incriminate Ah Sing.
It was useless denial on your part, Mr. Ryder. Mr. Romano saw Ah Sing, as did Miss Beaton. Your denial only drew suspicion upon yourself and to no useful purpose. But, Mr. Ryder, we must not forget letter addressed to you. Letter written by Madame Landini. When did you get that letter?
I never saw the letter until you showed me the charred remains.
That is your last word, Mr. Ryder?
My only answer, Chan.
That will be all, Mr. Ryder. You desire to leave.
Thank you so much.
Now, Miss Beaton, when you saw Ah Sing at study door, did he have blue blanket over arm?
No, Mr. Chan.
Cecile, when you saw Ah Sing, did he have the blanket?
But yes, Monsieur Chan. He was carrying it as he went toward the study.
Ah, thank you so much. Now, Mr. Romano, you said that you saw Ah Sing creeping from door to door. That time you were not easily impressed. Do you recall?
But yes, I see Ah Sing. I tell you before, I tell you now.
And he had blankets at that time?
No, I do not think so. I am certain of it. He did not.
Thank you. That will be all at present. You may all go. Cecile, you will tell Ah Sing to come to study, please.
May we, Monsieur Chan?
Thank you so much. There, Sheriff, we have correlation of facts. Ah Sing was seen by Cecile carrying blankets. Miss Beaton saw him when he was not carrying same. Romano also saw him without blankets.
Which, as I see it, is definite proof that Ah Sing went into the study with a blanket, came out without it, went around to the balcony, killed Landini, and left via the balcony again.
It would appear so, Mr. Holt. I am going to my room now. When Ah Sing arrives, send him to see me, please.
With slow steps, Charlie Chan makes his way to his own room. The necessity of arresting Ah Sing weighs heavily upon him. He heaves a deep sigh as he seats himself at the desk and picks up the galley proofs of Landini's autobiography. He glances at the last chapter, chapter 28, and almost mechanically begins to read.
After my marvelously successful season in Berlin, I came for a rest to Stresser on lovely Lago Maggiore. It is here on balcony of the Grand Hotel A delle Brume that I will write the concluding chapters of my book. Where could I have found a more beautiful setting? I gaze in turn at the aquamarine waters, the fierce blue sky, the snow-capped Alps. Not far away, I am enraptured by Isola Bella, with its fantastic palace, its green terraces, orange and... Oh, come in, please. Yes, Ah Sing. Sit down. Ah Sing,
yes.
Three people saw you near study when you were supposed to be in other part of house searching for blankets. One saw you, Ah Sing, with the blanket. Two saw you when you did not have blanket. Where was blanket when these latter two saw you?
They make a mistake about all Ah Sing. Ah Sing not have blanket till he come to study. Me find you, stand there, and missy dead.
I'm afraid, Ah Sing, the time has passed when that story can be believed. You realize, Ah Sing, that now I am forced to arrest you.
Huh? Oh, no can help. Arrest Ah Sing, All right. No can do nothing.
I do not believe that you killed Landini. But, Ancient One, I can do nothing. The evidence. Honorable Ah Sing, you have not reacted kindly toward my advances. I have nothing but friendship toward you, even now. While arrest is impossible to avoid, I would give you one chance.
One chance? What you mean?
What I mean, Honorable Thing, is that you go to your room alone. Sit there for an hour, 2 hours if need be, in silence, and ask yourself if it is well to spend the last of your days in a stone building with iron bars on windows. To do this for the honor of your family might be well. To do so for any other reason were not well. Go then, Ah Sing. I withhold action, awaiting your decision.
The door closes behind Ah Sing. Charlie Chan turns again to Landini's book. His small black eyes open wide as he reads on. His breath comes faster and a cry of satisfaction escapes him.
Green terraces of orange and lemon trees, rising 100 feet above the lake. The thing that has always made life worthwhile for me. Ha! I must see Sheriff. I must show him this. This is the fair thing to do. No clues to be withheld. And here lies the final clue, which will, for us, point to the murderer.
What in Landini's diary can point out the murderer? And why should the secret lie in a book written many months before its author's death? In a moment, after you've heard from your sponsor, Charlie Chan will be with us again. Chan, we all await your philosophical good night.
I have been thinking of discovery in Landini's autobiography. It reminds me of saying of Chinese emperor when told of incriminating letter written by his prime minister.
Yes, Mr. Chan?
The emperor smiled and said, "Give into my hand but 3 lines written by the most honest man of the empire, and I will find therein 6 reasons why he should be sent to the torture chamber."
Sage counsel indeed, Mr. Chan. And a warning to think twice before signing your name.
Quite correct, Mr. Wilson.